When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, yeah. When you hear that music, you know what it means.
We're going to the circus?
No, it means, no, you moron. It's the half hour of power. Oh, God. Boy, he sounds good.
Yeah.
We're going to the circus.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It's the best show post show.
I'm doing a voice tonight.
I'm here with AP Mike, the anchor.
Yeah.
The heart of the
is that what I
half
am?
Hour of power.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right.
And then next to you is Pat Byrne. Hello. How are you, Pat?
Good.
Three? Are we up here? Go ahead, say it.
Check, hey.
Wow. Yeah, very forceful.
All right.
And then, of course, the one and only Dudio. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Good.
Jason, you generally go by.
You know what? Actually, a lot of people have started only referring to me as Dudio. Uh-huh. That's so even bad. Like even at UCB, a lot of people.
I've called you Dudio in talking about you to Tom and other people.
Oh yeah,
know
I hear that a fair amount.
Yeah.
People say like, like, is that Dudio? Like I've heard that so many times.
But
where at like Boston Market or something?
At like Philly.
Okay. Oh okay.
The Philly show.
Yeah.
Is that Dudio?
Yeah, it was a big night.
But I've caught myself accidentally being like, well, Dudio has the file, and like I'm actually, like, I mean, we do this show till pretty late, and
yeah.
Sometimes I'm leaving, and I'm like, I think I even like called Tom after the show one time, like, oh, I gotta get back in there, because I left the drive, and Dudio, like I just said.
Yeah, it's fine.
Look, you came up with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I came up with a great name.
You punish us all with it.
Yeah. I'll just say it without even thinking.
Yeah. It just worked. That's how great names work.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Great nicknames always start with the person nicknaming themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Saying like, hey, start calling me this now.
Have you ever made a nickname for yourself, Mike?
No, not for myself, no. And actually, I'm sort of anti-nickname. Lots of the guys in masses have nicknames, and my policy is to use their real names, because I don't know them that long as some of the other people who throw around in nicknames.
Yeah,
and so I prefer to use their real names.
Mm-hmm. Where did they acquire these nicknames?
You know, some of it goes way back to grade school.
Yeah.
You know, one of the guys has a nickname. His nickname is Marvin. Hey, everybody calls him Marvin.
I don't like
what's his real name?
His real name is Steve.
So
So everybody's calling him Marv, and then somebody called him Steve, And then I was totally confused. I was like, what, you know, what's going on with this guy? Yeah. Does he have aliases? What's going on, you know?
I'm sure that's a common thing at masses.
And then, and then you know, somebody, I think I finally broke down and said, you know, what's his real name, you know? Mm-hmm. And somebody explained it to me. I think it was like a Marv Albert illusion from when he was a kid. You know, somebody just made a half.
And now they just call him Marv.
And they call him Marv, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I gave somebody a nickname once, and I felt bad about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like in sixth grade, and it was a new kid in the class. Nobody knew who he was. It was his first year in the school. And his name was William. And I didn't hear him correctly, you know. And, you know, when he introduced himself, I just turned to a friend. I said, what'd he say, Woody?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend thought that was hysterical.
Woody.
Woody, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And, yeah, I just misheard what he said.
So he was known as Woody to a lot of people from that point on.
And it went on for years, yeah. I mean, it got quickly adapted. I mean, I don't think I even was calling him Woody, you know, early on. But it stuck.
Woody.
Yeah, Woody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's weird.
Does his wife refer to him as Woody?
No, I think yeah, he found me on Facebook. And I think I did ask him about that. And I think... You know, it's haunted me. You know, like I gave this guy a name, you know, and did he really like it? I don't think he did.
Yeah.
And no, he says it did fade with adulthood.
Woody went away.
Woody went away.
Half hour of power. You're on with AP Mike Dudio and Pat Byrne. What's up?
Hey, y'all. This is Michael from Brooklyn. How's it going?
Hello.
So over the winter break, I was hanging out with my mom. Who has turned into quite the best show fan, and she loved the Patti Smith story.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Moment of
triumph.
Absolute garbage moment.
She thought you were making it up. She just couldn't. She was perplexed. I think that's probably the best word. Yeah. She just couldn't understand why you would say that.
Yeah, who would make that?
I know, agree. And so she actually... She encouraged me to call and tell you a bit of an embarrassing story just to even you out a little bit. Similarly, like in a transport situation. So I'm walking over to the train.
Not a transporter situation.
No, I was walking somewhere to be transported, like you were in an elevator.
Well, the transporter did a fair amount of transporting. Because he would deliver things, and then finally one time there was a model in his trunk. Remember that movie, The Transporter with Jason Statham?
Well, I never saw it. I can see the cover in
Jet
my head.
Jet Li was in
I
it too, right?
No, Jet Li's not in the Transporter studio. He was like, I gotta move this. It's like, oh yeah, where am I moving you? Mm-hmm. I gotta move you. I'm a transporter. Right? Remember that? He was like, I'm hired for the job. I do the thing. I'm the transporter.
I wonder why I didn't fall for that. You know, it sounds like a really interesting move.
Listen, I sign up for one thing only. Mm-hmm. I transport things. Transport.
I can't stress that enough. Yeah.
What part of I'm the transporter did you not understand?
Just to repeat once more.
I am the transporter. You are the cargo which I am transporting. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Bro. You're walking to the train station.
Walking the train. And you know when you get to a train and you see a big line of people, like twice as many people as is usually there, and you're immediately like, oh no, something's wrong. And then I start to see some people leaving, so which indicated to me that there was a problem that I was unaware of. So... And you know, I had just woken up 30 minutes ago, so in my sleepy haze, I stop somebody that's walking by, this young lady, and I say, where are you going? She just stops and looks at me, and this is like, why are you talking? Just like the look is, why are you talking to me? And then I realized how that came out. And so I, you know, trying to save it. And I, so I kind of doubled down and I just say, is this bad news for me?
So your mother thought that that story would match me humiliating myself in front of like a music icon that you said to a stranger something offhand. Nope. Half hour of power.
Yeah.
You're on with AP Mike, Dudio, and Pat Byrne.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Who's this?
It's Melissa. Melissa. In Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
Hey, yeah. Melissa.
How are you feeling, Tom?
Feeling much better. Thank you for asking. Are you fired up about the Super Bowl?
I didn't even know it was happening.
Are you sad that the Patriots aren't in it?
No. I'm a Red Sox fan, but not really a Patriots fan.
Do you know the story of the Patriots? That they're the football team and they beat everybody, except there's this one family that beats them. That there's two dummies from this one family, the Manning family, and these two guys who look like they would be running, like, what does it look like they would be, like, it looks like they'd be running like a...
A dairy farm?
Like a dairy queen. It looks like they would be like night managers at a dairy queen. Like, Peyton Manning looks like he'd be managing the dairy queen. Eli Manning looks like his, like, dopey brother who his mom made him hire. At the Dairy Queen,
but drive-through.
Yeah,
have you seen the nationwide commercials with Peyton Manning?
Yeah,
he's living in this house all alone.
Yeah,
and just singing the nationwide.
The most depressing songs ever. He's like, chicken parm seems awfully nice. Yeah. And then he's like, there's one where he's like suddenly playing ping pong against children. Where he's like, epic comeback starts right now. Yeah. And then he's just like, and it's just like, who is this weirdo? He's either by himself or he's with children playing games in his garage. Yeah. Was he Willy Wonka?
So sad.
Yeah, but you know what's even sadder? That
what?
The most perfect human ever is the quarterback for the Patriots, and that guy and his lesser brother have his number every which way, and they're the only ones who knock him out of the playoffs every year. Like this guy who's like, he looks like an underwear model, Tom Brady, right? Like he'd be in like a Sears catalog. Like he's not that good looking to where he looks like, he doesn't look like, Mike? Like Marcus Schenkenberg. He doesn't look like him.
Okay.
I'm just picturing, like, Peyton Manning's lonely house, and, like, he has a room with just pictures of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And, like, darts and all of them.
But he didn't know. That's Tom Brady's house. He has the darts on the Manning brothers.
Oh, yeah. The voodoo dolls.
Yeah. Peyton Manning's got his thing. He's just got Tom Brady's head, in like, mounted on the wall like a big game.
The Mannings are from New Orleans, so maybe they got a voodoo thing going on. They got a Tom Brady voodoo doll.
Could be.
And they stick pins in every time they go up against them.
It could be, Mike. Yeah. Dudio, Super Bowl predictions.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're a Southern guy.
I am a Southern guy.
So are you rooting for the Carolina Panthers?
I think I have to go Panthers on this. Uh-huh. I've seen the Stones twice in their stadium. Mm-hmm. Panthers Stadium.
Okay.
I think I just kind of the hometown team. I was always more for the Panthers than I ever was for the Redskins.
Yeah. Okay.
Being from Virginia. Okay. So
you're right on the line there, and you chose the lower team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pat, Super Bowl prediction.
I predict that once more I will not watch the Super Bowl.
Oh,
wow.
Anti-American.
Anti-American, yeah.
That's right.
I know. Mike, Bowl Sunday has to be insane at Massa's, the bar you work at. on Sundays.
Yeah, I will be working that day. Unfortunately, yeah, I mean, I'm done by the time the game goes on because they've pushed it back over the years. But I'm going to stay there. We're going to have some food. Hopefully some people will turn out.
What type of food?
Well, the guy who relieves me is professes to be a good cook. I have never eaten his food, so don't hold me to this. But he's going to cook things. Mm-hmm. Meatballs, sausages. I think ziti is in the works.
And it's for the people hanging out?
Yeah, free, yeah.
So if, like, some listener heard this, they can come down and maybe get a little bit to eat. Not like they can eat a full dinner.
Well, the weird thing about masses is that, you know, I put food out for people, and they don't eat, you know. The people in masses are focused on one thing.
Yeah.
And food is a distraction, yeah, apparently.
Exactly. There's only so much room in your gut.
A lot of customers, yeah. 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 They like to have the fluids, you know, taking up that room.
Is there a pool table at Mass?
No, no.
Or darts or anything?
There was a pool table years ago in the basement.
Oh, there's a basement.
And they had to get rid of it because patrons were urinating.
Into the holes?
To the storm drainage,
great.
Rather than use the toilet.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
I was not going there during those days, and those apparently were the craziest days in Mass's history.
I could see that.
There was a pool table and a couch that got a lot of use, which I won't go into.
Oh.
But
a lot of people relaxing.
Yeah, a lot
sitting.
Of people relaxing. Yes.
Right. One day it seems like that couch probably just got up and walked out itself.
It probably did.
I've had enough.
Yeah. Weirdly.
You know what? I'm gonna ask whatever happened to that couch.
Yeah. Or either that or it ended up just getting turned into dust and got eventually just blew away when somebody opened the door.
There's got to be a history to it.
I used to think I wanted to come visit Masses someday, but now I'm not so sure.
Oh, you should do it. It's actually... I've been there once.
You went once?
I went once. I was going to come by. I swear I was going to come by 2 weeks ago on a Sunday. I was driving by. I was going to come by.
Oh, yeah?
And I almost did.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So on Super Bowl on Sunday, when are you there?
I'll be there, you know, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But I'm like I said, I think I'm going to stay and watch the game there. And
okay.
So.
And what do they have there for it? It's like, is it a wall, like a flat screen?
We have one flat screen. Mm-hmm. We have a couple flat screens.
Okay.
People complain about our lack of televisions. You know, people just want to go to bars with 30 televisions in it now.
It's I hate that. Yeah.
It sounds like... So we have two? We have two, yeah. We used to have three. One's on the fritz and hasn't been returned. We have one in a corner for people who sit in a particular area of the bar, and it's just up there not working. Mm-hmm. So I have to explain that to people every once in a while. It's a television that is not cable ready.
Okay, yeah. So you have one TV.
We have two TVs.
So two work.
Two work.
Okay. But the other one's on the fritz, and it just sits there.
It just sits there, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a...
Sure. We ever think of doing like a puppet show in front of it?
I would pay money.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, wait, can I ask Mike something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike, are you going to go see Springsteen's The River Tour?
I actually went already.
You went?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
MSG?
I went on Sunday to the Newark show. And
that's great. How was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I mean...
I heard he's like been playing at what the papers have been saying, like at his best in years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw one of, he did an album tour a few years back, and I saw Darkness on the Edge of Town, which I really enjoyed.
I went to that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one, you know, I wanted to see, because The River was actually kind of the album I sort of got on board with Springsteen, because, you know, the other two, Born to Run and Darkness, they were so overplayed when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. That it was like I had to almost like rebel against them and resist them.
Yeah.
Because it was like the jocks' music.
Yeah.
So I sort of came around to them a little later. But The River, I really kind of liked. So, it was a really good show. He's got sort of the core band now. You know, there was Tom Morello wasn't there, which was a plus. And, you know, it was interesting. I like to watch crowds now. I don't go to big concerts too often anymore. And so I was having a few beers and watching the people go by. And just a few months ago, I had gone to that Dead show at Madison Square Garden. And who would you think has a crowd that's skewing older? Would you say it's the Dead crowd or the Springsteen crowd?
Dead.
I think the Springsteen crowd is probably super old.
Yeah. The Dead,
really?
I mean, the Springsteen crowd was skewing way older. He doesn't seem to be generating younger fans. There were families. I saw families with their kids there. But there was no, like, younger people the way I saw them at the Dead show. And
I saw him, like, a few years ago, and, like, there was a whole row of, like, bros dressed up as Bruce Springsteen, like right in front of us.
That's awful.
Different eras? Like,
that'd be cool. If all the dudes covered all the bases, there's one guy wearing a floppy.
I was about to say,
floppy hat.
I'm trying to love
more. Big bushy hair.
Yeah. Another guy wearing like a bolo tie. Yeah. Like Tunnel of Love era Bruce Springsteen.
Exactly.
Like they just stare at him the whole night. And then, like, what if it's like the other ones when he's doing a song from their era, they party out to it, and the other ones act like androids and just shut down until it's their song?
Someone's 90s Bruce with
like
the leather
just,
jacket.
Like, down, act like they're robots that were not engaged yet, and then when it's their song, then they wake up and the other one shuts down.
The most disturbing thing I saw, I didn't see
human touch it's like, activating.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't see your scenario, but I did see a lot of people. Well, I saw mostly women dressed this way, where they were incorporating flag clothing. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a fair amount of like flag waving fashions going on, which that was a little odd. I thought.
It's always strange to see the flag turned into
I saw a belt, a flag belt. I saw like a kerchief type thing. Yeah, and the most, you know, talking about skewing old, I counted three people with canes within one beer that I was drinking out in the hallway. So yeah, I mean, and it was a whole, when I was sitting down. The other thing I wanted to talk about, when you go to a Springsteen show, it's a long show, so you have to time your piss breaks, right? And you know, in past tours, you know, Youngstown was always a good one. Mary's Place was a good one.
What
song
what
during
Kitty's,
the?
What about Kitty's?
Kitty's Back.
Kitty's Back.
Well, I like that song.
But that's
7 minutes.
15-minute song. Well, on some of these live albums.
Yeah. Well, that might be a good one because there may not be a consensus that that's the song you relieve yourself to. So I want to go. I'll go around to you guys. You guys know The River. What songs during The River would you, you know?
Does
The River.
Is there an actual river?
The River.
An actual river.
Okay.
Of
all right. The River would be your go-to
absolutely,
song?
Yeah.
I think. How about you, Tom?
That's my least favorite
remember,
on the record.
Honestly.
I had to go twice. The first one, it was a more of an emergency. I liked this song. I went during Independence Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could go during Independence Day.
I love that song. Though.
And, it would hurt, but
and the second one I went, and you know, again, it was kind of an urgency because it was during a song I don't think I've ever seen him perform before, "Fade Away," which
I love that line.
Yeah,
which seemed to be the consensus piss break song. Though I mean, when I went during that song, there was a line, you know, so like. Guys were ready to bolt on that song.
Yeah.
And they were all out there.
He does this cool thing, though, where he backs away from the mic at the end as, like, to fade out his voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spoilers. Yeah. Jesus.
Sorry.
And my finale for the entire show was I went out on The Rising, which, you know.
As one does.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him do it before, so it wasn't.
It's an anticlimactic song, The Rising.
It was sort of a no-brainer in his sort of greatest hits conclusion to the show.
I could probably piss during Ramrod.
All right. Okay.
And maybe Crush on You if I had to.
Oh, I was going to say Crush on You. I don't really like that song.
What?
I got into a discussion with my neighbor during. Lots of women love Drive All Night. You know, that's kind of that long song where he's driving all night to buy his baby some shoes, which I always thought was like a bum line because it's like, you know, where are these 24-hour shoe stores that he's driving to get these shoes for his baby? You know, I mean, the sentiment is
there's
fine.
There's a Payless down there. It's open 24 hours.
I mean, the sentiment is fine. It's like, you know, he's committed to getting his baby some shoes. But, I mean, you know, he's driving and all, and, you know, and at the end it really builds. Through the wind, through the rain, you know, and he's just going into you know.
Yeah.
But women love that song. My sister-in-law loves that song. And this woman turned to me as the song began and said, "I wrote my college dissertation on this song." And I was like... I didn't give him, you know, I said, well, maybe this was kind of snobbish. I said, a lot of women like that song. So I was wrong, right? I kind of gave her a dig.
Well, Melissa?
Yeah?
Are you a fan of that song?
It's not my favorite Springsteen song.
Oh, it proves Mike's point.
I don't love it.
What's your favorite song on the river?
I'm not sure what my favorite song on the river is. I've been listening to Asbury Park a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Growing Up. That's like my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And Badlands is my other favorite song.
Yeah, he did that song.
Yeah.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call. I got
it.
Everybody else is all the other ones are lit up, so I'm going to move
on. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio and Pat Byrne.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, yo, I just wanted to ask you, do you have, like, a craziest moment that's ever happened on The Best Show?
Craziest moment?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Indeed. Cory Booker calling up was a crazy moment. Bruno S., the guy from Strozek, recording an intro for Mike saying, "Welcome to the Mike Show," weird one.
Yeah.
The cooler with the dead fish in it.
Stands out.
Oh, stands out as a troublingly crazy moment.
Stevie Blue was a weird one for me.
Yeah.
Because I sort of had to handle him before he went on the show and... you know, I took him upstairs at FMU to the dining area, and then he proceeded to tell me that he just got back from court for a domestic proceeding.
Oh.
And I was just like, you know, maybe you shouldn't have told me that, you know? And and then I was kind of like, oh, boy, you know, we got a live one here, you know? I hope this just doesn't come up with Tom.
Yeah. Well, it
didn't. It didn't, no.
Until now.
See, I shielded you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
I knew you would have told me to usher him out the door as soon as I told him.
No, this is the craziest moment.
Yeah. Yes. It's the moment where Mike revealed.
We found it.
Yeah. And what, has something come up for you?
No, not really.
Okay. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio and Pat Byrne.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Ah, classic. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys? First of all, I just want to say I know it's not live, but I'm still super nervous, so I guess just bear with
relax,
me.
Relax, relax. Fired up for the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Not since your heroes aren't in it this year.
Not too big of a football guy.
Personally. Okay.
So I saw Sharpling in Worcester not too long ago, obviously, when you guys came up here.
That was a fun show.
That was
a
great.
Fun night.
I've been kind of kicking myself because I was a little bit too shy to go up and meet everybody afterwards.
Oh, man, you should have. We were just hanging out afterwards.
Yeah, that's what everybody told me. So I've been kind of bummed about that, but I was super thrilled a couple weeks ago when I got a text message from my dad. It was a picture of you two. I guess he ran into you in a parking garage.
Oh, yes. I ran into your father.
Yeah.
In a parking garage. He was watching me. I don't know if he noticed or not, but I was fighting with the parking garage when he showed up.
He didn't tell me that.
Because I showed up. I had gotten the early bird special, which was already like a giant. If I had anything
in New York,
over, in New York,
yeah.
How much was early bird? $26?
$40.
Wait, where? What part of New York?
It was 11th Street. It was that nightmare one underground. That's a length of a block down on the west side.
Yeah.
So, I had to. It was like I got there, and then I'm exhausted because I was working all day. We were outside the whole day. It was freezing. It was one of those super freezing days in January. Outside for work all day long. Get back to the garage, go down, and it's the one where there's no like way for humans to walk in. You have to walk down the ramp.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're a car.
Yeah. And then like attendants are flying up and you're like,
and you have to walk the length of the entire parking. It takes 5 minutes. But I walk down, I'm still ahead of the time I have to get there by. I get to the booth. One guy running the booth. There's like two people online. He's taking his sweet time. He takes a phone call while I'm waiting. And finally, I give him the ticket. He goes, $70. It's like, $70? What do you mean? It's the early bird special. He goes, yeah, you're 5 minutes late. I'm like, you were on the phone. You got one person running. I was here on time. He goes, nothing I could do about it.
Oh, brother. Wow.
So I paid it. And then I just got the info. I was just like, well, I'll fight this. I don't care. I'm just getting out of here. This guy's not going to budge from this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as I'm like steaming, your father comes up to me and says, hey, my son is a huge fan. His father, very nice guy. Very nice guy. Son's a big fan of the show. I just would love to get a picture. I'm like, sure, let's do it. And I had just been arguing with this parking garage guy. It was, and I was just like, oh boy, hope that guy didn't see me like going into like falling down mode. I was like starting to get like, I was ready to burn it down with this guy. And then I just said, I'll sort it out later. But I was right on the line of like, losing it, $30 for five extra minutes.
That's ridiculous.
And then they refunded it. When I fought it.
But you had to wait for
what company was this?
The next
Icon?
Person?
Icon. It's the fine folks at Icon Parking.
No, I've had some dealings with them, and they've always worked things out.
Yeah. If I had it to do all over again, man, I'd buy a parking lot.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how great that would be?
Yeah. Low maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, just
collecting money all day.
Yeah. You don't even show up. You just get these guys to run it. You know they're going to steal from you, but your thing's making so much money that it doesn't even matter. You're charging $40 for somebody to stick a car in a thing and then leave with it 6 hours later. If they steal 10, okay, I'm still left with 30 because somebody planted their car there for... And then it didn't cost me anything other than some paint for this for those stripes.
Some of them don't even have human beings there. You know, it's all automated with with the cards and the machines.
Where it sucks it down underground.
Yeah, the machines. Port Authority is pretty much automated, you know.
Yeah, I would do it all over to get a parking garage.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you guys take more calls. That's all I got. That really wore my heart.
Your father seemed like a good guy, and I'm sorry you didn't say hi in Boston. Say hi
to next
time.
I'll have another chance. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Now, Mike.
Yeah.
On the Half Hour Power, one of the things, you always notice some weird things going on, and you always have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's on your radar tonight?
Well, there was one in my pocket for maybe a couple months now. Did you guys see the article in the New York Times about the first penis transplant in the U.S. coming up? I mean, you think...
I saw about the one that happened in the U.K.
So you had this one in your pocket, huh?
This topic, yes. Yeah. I had it in my pocket.
Because the guy in the U.K. just lost his virginity.
About a month.
Yeah,
it's been in my pocket.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
your pocket.
Go on. Where was it?
No, there's only been two, Jason. There was one.
Thank you for addressing me.
There's been one in China.
Okay.
And one in South Africa.
What about the guy in the UK, though?
I don't know about one.
Do you think it's
In this article, it only mentioned those two countries.
Okay.
The one in South Africa was deemed successful. The one in China was not successful, and the phrase that was used in the article was that there was psychological rejection. Now let's ponder that. Psychological rejection. That means at a certain point, this person asked for it to be removed. Maybe the first man in history to request that. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, there was a psychological reason. And I'm thinking that maybe, you know, diddling a dead man's bird on a daily, you know, was too much for this guy. You know, you're attached to
what? wait, rewind a second.
Let him keep going.
Dead man.
Give him the
Tom.
The
I don't even know.
Is his.
You know, he's received a dead person's penis, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got what it meant.
Oh, great.
I just thought you wanted to say it, guys.
And he's got to deal with it. You know,
I'm off board. I didn't know what it meant until now. I do.
I'm middle boarding right now.
Yeah, that's why I was questioning.
No. And it's not like a, you know, you receive a somebody else's finger, you know, or, you know, toe or something like that. Let's just admit as men that particular part of your body has a connection with it that you don't have with, say, your fingers or toes. So in this person's instance, there was some sort of psychological problem that he had with it. And
I think we would all have that.
Yeah. And in the article, I mean, they're only doing this, you know, I appreciate that they're doing this for wounded soldiers.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not like you and I can go and sign up to get, you know, a new one. You know, it's got to be.
Because I was obviously going right for the door.
Don't interrupt him.
Let me dig this hole. But, you know, and you just ponder, you know, what's involved here. And then you just think about, you know, people who donate. You know, on the other hand, you know, people who want to donate that particular part of their body. You know, would that be like the ultimate male vanity? Some guy walking around with a donor card that, you know, when he dies, you know, that's what he's going to donate to someone. Would you have the guts to sign up for that donation when you die? Pat?
Yes.
You would? Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, that's, okay.
If it would help someone, I would donate any part of
it. That's pretty good. I like your attitude.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Okay, all right.
It's an organ.
Jason?
Well, I think, do you really choose what organs are going to be taken away? I mean, you can do some stipulations, right?
Well, you can. I mean, I've actually, believe it or not, I've been through this. My brother died in a car accident, and his corneas were donated.
Okay.
And I always, I thought that was a kind of a good thing that came out of it, that my brother was able to help somebody, see again, But, it's sort of they on the spot. But I imagine, like I said, I think with some of these guys, they're thinking, you know what? I want somebody to have mine, for posterity. It's gonna live
so it
on.
Lives on.
Yeah, it lives on.
I think I'd be fine with if my any part of me would. I'm with Pat. If any part will help,
okay,
take it.
Everything, yeah,
everything.
Okay. I like this attitude. Tom, you're next. body donations. No, he's speechless. Okay, all right. You're not gonna go on the record.
No, you're.
I've got to be on the panel. Tonight is the night.
I'm still stuck on Dead Bird from what seems like it was 2 hours ago when you said
Dead Man's Bird.
Something about a Dead Man's Bird.
Diddling
on a daily.
Yeah. Where are you? What do you think? You're James Ellroy with this stuff? Like you say it, it's so weird. When you say, the only picture is just you typing away like James Ellroy with like a typewriter in a bathtub. Uh-huh. Like where you'd almost have like a board across the tub. So you write in the tub or something, some weird.
Yeah, well, I thought of these things after reading that article. These are just thought processes.
Look, I think organ donation is an endeavor that can help people, and the story with your brother, in all seriousness, you've told me that before, and that's actually something I have not forgotten.
I mean most people don't even want to think about it, right? But I think we're all in agreement that it's a good thing, so people should. Except maybe this one, I think guys are gonna, it's gonna be like a bragging thing.
You mean,
if they get a donor card that they're doing this,
yeah,
I think they're gonna use it, look what I got here, it's gonna live on. Mine's gonna live on.
There's
you
only
know, I'm
one
so
of
proud.
You.
I'm so proud of it,
Mike,
that I want it to live beyond my own life.
People can get your stuff if you want music. Imagine that person who you just heard talking about that recording music. And you can buy that music over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And you're also selling the headshots. God help me.
The headshots are selling like hotcakes.
You're
as
selling
they say.
These headshots.
Yeah.
You've made more money off these headshots than they're almost gone.
They're almost gone. Yeah, I'm going through them.
I bought this stack of headshots for Mike to sell at the Philadelphia show. And I got to say, part of it was meant to humiliate you, is that I got an enormous stack of them figuring he'll never get rid of this, and this will put him in his place.
I can tell you about
that. But the shoe is on the other foot. He has almost sold through this enormous stack of headshots. He's hand over fist. He's got money now.
Here's another ironic twist, Tom.
Yeah.
Those boxes were staring at me.
Yeah.
Ever since that Philly show,
yeah.
I put them on a chair in my kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to pass it every day.
Yeah.
The, the headshots on the cover. It's like I'd walk by and be disgusted every day.
Yeah. Because they tape one of the headshots to the outside of the box.
Yeah.
So you know what's inside the box.
And now the other ironic thing about this is that now every time somebody receives the headshot, and I'm very glad people are happy.
Yeah,
they're posting pictures of where they're displaying it in their house.
So you look at social media,
and every day there's more pictures
of
me
in people's homes. You're like JFK, the way these people would always have pictures of JFK on their wall. You're like the new JFK photo.
And they're framing them, too.
I've seen them framed. I thought the best usage is on a refrigerator, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody put it on their refrigerator, you know, and it probably turn you off whatever you were going into it for, you know. But, it's like one of my, you know, with social media, I cringe every time I see somebody's posted something and possibly a picture of myself, you know.
Yeah.
That feeling you get, like, oh, no.
When you're tagged.
Another bad picture of me somebody posted.
But now.
You can turn that off, though.
Every time you see it, all you see is bucks. Money dancing.
Yes, I'm looking on the bright side of things.
Yeah, look, I'm not trying to make it like you're. Mike's not making that much money off these things. No, lose.
No.
I don't want anybody to be like.
Yeah, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, let's go get money bags over there.
Yeah, they'll be laying in wait.
He's flush with all that headshot money.
He'll be crouching behind a garbage can when
here comes headshots. Let's get him.
Here comes the headshot.
Here comes the headshot king of Bayonne. Uh-huh, But no, people can go to apmike.bandcamp.com and either download your music or buy one of these autographed headshots. So support Mike, support through that. So I think that's awesome. Pat,
hey,
what's going on with you? You did a live Prove It All Night last week.
We did a live one. I did Brett Davis' show that went really well on Sunday.
When is the next thing? What's the next thing you're doing? That people could look forward to?
Nothing on the calendar right now. If you do a comedy show in New York, I'm around if you want to have me on.
All right.
I'll say that.
And every Saturday night, Prove It All Night.
Yep.
Your show on WFMU.
Yep, in the archives playlist /RR.
Yes. Definitely people should check it out. And Dudio, a.k.a. Jason Gore, will be appearing Monday, February 8th at the UCB Theater Chelsea in New York City as a part of the UCB Maud Night show at 9:30 p.m. February 8th. Monaco at UCB Maud Night.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing... It's you and how many people?
There are 11 people. So 5 writers, 6 actors.
Okay.
That's how it's broken up.
So that'll be, that's this coming week, so people should check that out.
And check out the website, because there's been some changes on the Best Show website for find stickers. You can find the...
Oh, Sticker Initiative.
The Sticker Initiative is now in the shape of a sticker at the top of the site.
Yeah, people can get involved with that. I'll be sending stickers out over the next week for that. All the people who, if you have a business and you want to have Best Show stickers at it, people can come in and ask for them, and we'll put the show, the name of your business, on a list on the website. People can check out the different businesses with the stickers and come by, and it's a fun thing. And StereoLaughs.com for Sharpling and Worcester tour dates. And I think that is how we'll end the half hour power. And thanks, guys. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks. Best Show back live next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.